Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Artificial intelligence has been advancing at an unprecedented pace, bringing with it a wave of discussions about the future of employment and the wider economy. As AI becomes more embedded in our workplaces, many are asking how we can adapt to potential job displacement and economic shifts. Major newspapers like the Washington Post have featured voices from across the tech industry, academia, and policy groups, all weighing in on what we should do next. This episode, we're diving into that debate. From proposals of universal basic income to new skill development initiatives, we'll explore the contrasting viewpoints of tech leaders like Dario Amodei and Sam Altman, both prominent figures in artificial intelligence. Dario Amodei, CEO of Anthropic, has called for a social reckoning, saying we need a broad societal discussion about the future shape of our economy. According to Amodei, universal basic income, or UBI, should be on the table as we grapple with automation-driven change. UBI is the idea that every adult receives a regular, unconditional payment from the government, regardless of employment status. Amodei believes this would offer a vital safety net as jobs are disrupted or disappear in the face of rapid AI adoption. On the other hand, Sam Altman of OpenAI, while initially a vocal proponent of UBI, has more recently shifted his stance toward collective ownership forms. Altman argues that, rather than simply distributing cash, the future should include mechanisms for broad participation in the benefits AI creates. This, Altman suggests, would resemble the way the New Deal restructured parts of the American economy during the last century, aligning public policy, economic innovation, and social welfare. So what's driving these big ideas? The core concern is that, as machines become more capable, millions of jobs in sectors like manufacturing, transport, retail, and even professional services could be automated. This prospect has led to a flurry of policy suggestions, but not everyone is convinced that sweeping measures like UBI are realistic, or that they're the right solution. Jesse Rothstein, an economist at the University of California, Berkeley, has been among the most outspoken UBI skeptics. Rothstein points out a crucial challenge. Financing a universal payment scheme would mean dramatically increasing government revenues, probably through much higher taxes on the wealthiest. His research calculates that providing an annual $12,000 stipend to every adult in the United States would require doubling current federal tax revenues. Rothstein warns that, besides the enormous fiscal challenge, such a level of redistribution would likely face severe political resistance, regardless of the potential benefits. In his view, it isn't just about designing a new welfare structure, but navigating the complicated reality of American tax policy and political appetite. That leads us to alternative solutions making their way into mainstream economic thinking. Economists and policymakers are increasingly looking beyond just cash transfers and focusing attention on retraining and reskilling programs. These efforts are gaining traction as a complement to social safety nets, designed to help workers facing redundancies and career shifts due to automation. The Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago has released a report underscoring the urgent need for targeted measures to prepare the workforce for a changing landscape. They emphasize that investing in skill acquisition, especially digital literacy and technical training, must be a key priority moving forward. We're already seeing major tech players stepping into this arena by launching their own upskilling programs. Meta, for example, has introduced training programs aimed at producing fiber optic technicians, a field that's experiencing rapid growth due to increased network demand. By providing pathways to well-paid, future-ready roles, they're hoping to ease the pain of workforce transition caused by AI and automation. These efforts demonstrate a growing awareness that employment shock absorption needs more than just financial backstops. It requires proactive investment in human capital. As more companies experiment with similar initiatives, the results could help inform public policy and inspire broader societal engagement with reskilling. But the philosophical divide runs deep, and not everyone agrees on the best way to move forward. Elon Musk, a frequent commentator in AI circles, has repeatedly endorsed the concept of UBI as a remedy for mass unemployment triggered by technology. However, some critics argue that public support for UBI from tech leaders can sometimes be a form of reputation management, a way to assure the public while pressing ahead with automation regardless. Writer and UBI advocate Scott Santons warns that unless tech companies commit to paying for these social programs, such endorsements might be seen as superficial. He suggests we look closely at how these ideas are implemented, not just how they're marketed. Other skeptics, like J.W. Richards from the Heritage Foundation, argue that talk of apocalyptic job losses overstates the disruptive potential of automation. Richards notes that previous waves of technological change, from the printing press to the internet, have ended up creating more jobs than they destroyed. Instead of panicking, he suggests, we should focus on the opportunities that new technologies might unlock. These perspectives reveal a fundamental debate. Should society prepare for mass joblessness, or will AI, over time, simply change the nature of work, generating new roles and industries we haven't yet imagined? While many discussions revolve around blue-collar and office roles, AI's impact is rapidly extending to creative sectors as well. An eye-catching example surfaced recently in the form of Hell Grind, a feature-length film produced almost entirely with generative AI tools. Created by a team at Higgsfield AI, the movie's $500,000 budget was mostly consumed by computing costs, around $400,000, making it a powerful showcase for the scale and potential of AI-powered content creation, but also its demands. The project highlights that, while AI can be a fast and flexible collaborator, achieving a polished, cohesive film still requires deep knowledge of storytelling and cinematic craftsmanship. The team spent weeks shaping AI prompts and editing outputs, revealing how much skill is still required to translate algorithms into art. In this sense, creative industries may serve as a testbed for the limits and promise of AI-driven innovation. Automation can augment human creativity, but it can't fully replace it. These technological advances force us to rethink notions of labor, authorship, and even intellectual property as artists, writers, and filmmakers navigate new territory. Bringing it all together, how can society turn anxiety about automation into action that benefits everyone? Experts are increasingly advocating for a layered approach. Combine bold safety nets like UBI with robust public and private retraining schemes. The goal is to give people not just a financial buffer, but also pathways to fulfilling employment in the new economy. Ultimately, say supporters, these policies should foster resilience, adaptability, and ideally, shared prosperity, rather than leaving certain groups behind. Government, business, and civil society all have a stake, and it's going to take more than just individual action or isolated pilot schemes to build an inclusive future. For example, policymakers could look to history for inspiration. Social insurance schemes and training programs of the post-war era demonstrated how coordinated public investment can cushion economic shocks while driving growth. Today's challenge is to update those strategies to suit an economy increasingly powered by algorithms, data, and digital platforms. In practical terms, that might mean increased subsidies for education, funding industry partnerships for apprenticeships, or modernizing social insurance for gig and contract workers. Companies could be encouraged, or even required, to contribute more toward continuous upskilling and worker transition funds as automation is rolled out. Meanwhile, research continues on what mix of income security, retraining, and entrepreneurship support delivers the best results for workers. Some economists argue that direct income transfers have been shown to have strong positive effects on well-being and economic security. Yet, retraining programs risk falling short if they aren't tailored to local labor markets and changing employer needs. To succeed, these programs require sustained funding, agile curricula, and strong links between education providers and employers. With so much riding on the outcome, the public dialogue around automation and employment is growing louder, and more people are getting involved. Policymakers, business owners, workers, and citizens alike are debating not whether AI will change the workforce, but how best to prepare for that transformation. Some regions are already experimenting with limited basic income pilots, while others are expanding access to skills boot camps and digital apprenticeships. The hope is that, out of these experiments, scalable solutions will emerge, capable of supporting national and even global adaptations. The path ahead, however, is far from settled. As tech innovation continues to accelerate, societies worldwide will face new choices about the social contract, who pays for economic change, and how opportunity is shared. Listening to all sides in this debate is vital, because today's policy decisions are likely to shape not only individual livelihoods, but the health and stability of entire economies. From UBI to upskilling, from new forms of collective ownership to the creative potential of AI, the world is only just beginning to map out the possibilities. What's clear is that this era of technological change demands more than passive adaptation. It calls for active, collaborative responses. And that's why ongoing inclusive conversations between innovators, workers, policymakers, and the broader public are so important. Whether the answer involves UBI, skills training, or a combination of many approaches, one thing's for sure. The AI revolution is everyone's business. As we shape the future of work, it's up to all of us to demand solutions that put people first. Thanks for listening.